Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Panora Library Director Kim Finnegan.
All right, so I'm just checking to see what kind of events the Panora Library has planned for the month of March.
Okay, so I'll start out here on Friday, March 17th at 10 a.m. We're having a card-making class with Joanne Huggins and Denise Moore, and they're going to do birthday cards and special occasion cards. Everyone's invited, and this is at the Panora Public Library. And if you would call ahead and reserve a spot, would be great if you could call the Panora Public Library. The next event we have is for the elementary children, so like preschool through fifth grade. It's called Read Across Iowa. We would like you to join us for a story. It's called Anywhere Farm, and then it will be followed by a STEM activity. And this is on March 20th from 4 to 5 p.m. after school at the Panora Public Library, and the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach will be doing this. Then on Thursday, March 30th, we're having a class, and it's relating to raising dahlias. And the lady is from Dallas County Extension Office, and she's going to talk to people about raising these kind of flowers and then do a few door prizes. And that's at 2 o'clock that day. So, again, we'd like you to sign up for this class. You can call the Panora Public Library. And then I'm going to talk a little bit here about the shredding truck. We've done this for the last couple years. We hire a shredding truck out of Des Moines to come into the library, so everybody can clean out their old documents, tax stuff, old checks, that types of stuff, and bring them to the library, and we can shred them in a truck. And that's on Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 11 a.m. And we're hoping to fill the truck. It'll be on the north side of the library, so you'll drive up on that side, and somebody will be there to help you unload it, and away you go. So please join us for that. That would be great. And I guess that's all for right now.
Okay. And what kind of got everyone interested in doing some of these events, like the card-making class and the Read Across Iowa?
Well, we have some groups here that do those kind of things, and they decided kind of with the spring coming up, they wanted to do the card class. And so it kind of gets everybody motivated for the spring, and hopefully the weather's warmer, and that's kind of why we're doing that. The Reading Across Iowa, the Extension Office is so good about doing these different things, and the kids love STEM activities, and we have a great success after-school programs here. So that's kind of why we're doing that one. And the shredding, like I said, is, and actually the whole county can come. It's not just if you're from Panora. Our goal is to fill the truck, and it takes a lot. So everybody kind of try to stay on top of your cleaning out your old documents and papers and check. Bring them to the Panora Public Library on May 6th, 9 to 11 a.m.
Okay. So besides providing the service of having the books there for everyone to read and kind of be able to check out and look at and see some different things, also have some fun events that people can come to and enjoy as well.
Yes, that's correct. And also, some people might not be aware, but we do have hotspots at our public library. That's just a good reminder. We have somebody that just went on vacation that checked out a hotspot. So always remember the Panora Library has hotspots to check out too.
Okay. And those hotspots, I'm guessing that the reason you provide those is because sometimes internet isn't reliable in the entire area, correct?
Right. And we still have people, there's still some people that don't have internet at their house, but, and some of these are used for that, and some of them are using it when they go on vacation. So, and some people, when they're on vacation, are still doing their job, so this works out great for them.
All right, and is there anything else I didn't kind of ask about that you want to go
over
and make sure it gets covered?
Yes, I'd like to talk about, so the library, the building that we're in right now, it will be 17 years old in April. And also, the library was started 125 years ago with a women's group. So we're trying to do kind of a birthday party in the month of April. We don't have everything set up yet, the dates and everything, but we're going to try to do some more activities during National Library Week in April, which is April 23rd through April 29th. So hopefully at some time in April, we're going to do this birthday party for the library and have different stations so you can learn about different things. One thing in our stations is going to be something new also. We're having the Guthrie County Vedettes. The foundation from the Panora Public Library is paying a fee to have all the vedettes put online. So everybody will be able to access the old vedettes from like 1865 to 2017. So this is something we'll be showing at the Panora Public Library in April. So we're excited for this.
Okay, that does sound pretty exciting. A little birthday party for the building itself and then getting some history of the area, you know, digitized so that everyone has access to it.
Yes, I think it'll be an advantage for the school, for the county, you know, and all the people that are interested in different things that happened in Panora at one time. So we're motivated about this.
All right. Thank you very much, Kim.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.